season to scatter stones, and a season to gather them. A season for holding close, and a season for holding back. A season to seek, and a season to lose. A season to keep, and a season to throw away. A season to tear, and a season to mend. A season to be silent, and a season to speak. A season to love, and a season to hate. A season for hostilities, and a season for peace. What do workers gain from their efforts? I have reflected on this while learning all kinds of work God gives to humankind. God has made everything in harmony with the divine. Yet although the Almighty has instilled eternity in our soul, we are unable to grasp the totality of God's work from beginning to end. What do I know is what is best for us to be happy and enjoy life as long as we live? And God's gift to us is to eat and drink and to find fulfillment in our work. I understand that whatever God does will endure for eternity. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away. God makes it this way to keep reverence for the sacred alive in all of us. These are words of wisdom from our holy scriptures. Thanks be to God.
Wow. Hi. Here we are. Oh, where have the last 7 months gone? Where have the last 19 years gone? My hair is a little grayer than when I came. Don't laugh, yours is too. It's true. I really didn't expect as many people today. People kept telling me they couldn't come. They're on holidays doing everything. So I'm grateful to see you today. We're just going to pray, multiply the loaves and the fishes for lunch, I think. And I decided today that even though there will be some tears, that's natural, that we also will go out in a spirit of celebration and gratitude and joy for the time that we have spent together. We can do both. As the writer of Ecclesiastes says that was just read by Martha, there's a time for everything. And paradoxically, sometimes both things are going on at the same time, as they might be today. Celebration and tears, sadness and joy. But there was one particular phrase in this passage that you might have caught that I love. If you know me at all, you know that I love dancing. And I thought we might just go out on dancing today. When all the words that need to be expressed have been said, perhaps hugs and dance and laughter and tears are the best way we have to express ourselves. I think this has always been so. The writer of Ecclesiastes writes that there's a time to tear down and a time to build, which is what's happening now. But there's also a season to mourn and a season to dance. He put these together, a season to mourn and a season to dance. I think we need to dance more in the church. I used to date a Baptist minister, and he used to tell a joke quite frequently. He'd say, "Why do Baptists not have sex? Because it might lead to dancing." That's as raunchy as I'm going to get today. But today I wanted to share with you a few lessons that I've learned from dance and how dance applies to us as individuals and to us as the church. First, I want to say this. Dance makes us strong. If we dance with our whole bodies, we will get a good workout, strengthening our bodies and our hearts. It's good cardio and good strength training when we dance. And if we dance regularly and vigorously, we're going to maintain good physical health. I love dancing at home, just turning on the tunes and dancing around. It's a good thing to do. And to be the church, it's important to be a community that grows strong together. Strength comes in the church when we are working both our hearts and our bodies. To come together in that dance of service and compassion for others. We offer our physical bodies for the tangible work of feeding and tending to needs, providing the fruit of our labor for the work of the church, volunteering in ministries that serve not only the church but the world. And yet we cannot do that work without exercising our hearts in the church as well. Our desire to listen and show compassion, to pray and give with all our heart. Keep on dancing, my friends. We can do more together, I've said it many times, than we can do as individuals. Secondly, dancing is fun. When your body catches that beat and you allow yourself to follow it freely, you are immersed in something more than words can ever explain. When we allow ourselves to be in the music, to immerse ourselves in it and move with it, it is perhaps the closest thing that we will get to that merging of heaven and earth when we can get into the rhythm of music. For in music, we move out of, and in our bodies, we move out of time and into life. So keep dancing just for the sheer fun and joy of it. Having fun together is one of the most bonding experiences we can have. And when we enjoy life together, play together, dance together, we are creating memories and joy. When people in the church laugh together, delight in each other, it's going to create unshakable bonds among us. Far too often, we think that religion is somber and serious. I've often said to people, when I look out some Sundays, I think, you think church is the most boring and somber thing on earth. We need to smile a bit more. Far from it being somber and serious, we celebrate God's love and care for us by being light in spirit and joyful in gratitude. Dance and laugh more in church. Celebrate together. Have more parties. There was a book that came out many years ago from written by Tony Campolo that says, the kingdom of God is a party. I think that's true. That's what I imagine it to be. And when the world seems to be going off the rails, we need to dance more. Because we believe that God is here with us and at work in the world. And our faith will allow us to dance even in the most difficult of times. When some people in the scripture, in the Bible, wanted to praise God and celebrate something really important, something that was too big for words, they danced. Moses' sister and Miriam and King David come to mind. Dance was often that act of celebration and worship and joy. So using our full bodies as expression of praise and joy and hope is actually biblical. Third, and this is important for the church and for us, dance makes us flexible, supple, agile, limber. When we dance, we are flexing muscles, lubricating our joints, stretching and loosening, turning and twisting. Dance is that whole body experience. Those who dance have more flexible bodies, better balance. They don't fall as often, and they get, this is the one that's really important to me, they can get up the floor easier. Right, Desiree?
Yep.
I need to dance for that reason alone. The nature, the notion of church is changing quite dramatically these days. People aren't as interested as they used to be in church, and yet the church doesn't have a lot to offer. It can be a spiritually grounding, nurturing community that creates a space for life to flourish and that sustains life, sustains people through tumultuous, difficult times. Our churches have tangible resources like buildings, has generous, caring people. It has the desire to serve and to make a difference in the world. But to do this, the church has to be flexible and nimble. Has to consider what people need, what not, what the church wants to offer may be different than what people need, so we need to pay attention to that. And life happens at a much faster pace than it ever has, so the church has to keep up, has to be limber, has to be flexible. And it needs to dance with the times and the partners that it has in the community. Next, and the greatest thing, and I already saw some people going, I can't dance. Everyone can dance. Everyone can dance. It is the ultimate expression of inclusion. All cultures have music and dance, and we can dance wherever we are. Do you ever see people dancing with ear pods in? People dance everywhere. I remember going to Kenya with a team here and dancing with African women in Kenya. And wow, they were beautiful dancers. We tried to emulate them. We didn't, so we just did our own thing. And it was fun. They laughed at us. But we delighted in dancing with each other. And I know that some of you think you can't dance. You can, trust me. You may not have perfect rhythm. You may not be overly flexible. You may be self-conscious about how you dance. But if you can move, you can dance. Even if it's simply moving to the music in your chair. You can dance. You can snap your fingers. You can tap your toes. I used to be hugely self-conscious about dancing in front of people. But I love music and I love dance. So one day I decided to let my anxiety go, and my anxiety about dancing go, and dance just for the joy of it. Not care what others think about my dancing, because we don't dance for others. We dance for the pleasure of just dancing. Of feeling our bodies inhabit the music. We don't need to dance like anybody else. We don't need to judge how anybody else dances. If all someone can do is stand and sway, awesome. Just do that. Who cares how other people dance? Dance for you, because no two people dance alike. Love your body, whatever it does or doesn't do. This is really important for the church. We need to be open to letting people be who they are in the church, dance to their own beat, and welcome them into the divine dance of love and joy. Everyone deserves to be here because God loves them. And if God loves them, we do too. To dance in front of others requires risk. You have to put yourself out there on the floor. Some people may judge or ridicule how you dance. Do it anyway, because that's their problem, not yours. Risk, dance, close your eyes, and let your body do its thing. A church that does not take risks, risks losing what they are all about. If we trust in God, we will take big risks for the sake of building the world that we dream of, the world that Jesus reminded us of. A world of love and forgiveness, joy and hope, healing and grace. Finally, dancing is an intimate, intimate engagement in losing yourself to something greater. It is just the dancer or dancers moving to a rhythm unseen but felt. Dancing is done as much with the soul as with the body. If you are immersed in the dance, you join your body to the music and lose yourself in that experience. We are God's dance partners. The church is God's dance partner. When we are intimate with God, we enter into oneness with God. The church must nurture people's experience and relationship with God if it wants to survive, to help people know God for themselves. We want to, as a church, help people learn to dance intimately with God. That's our highest desire and calling. So, my friends, what I want to say is, keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. And know that somewhere I'm going to be dancing too. For it is God who invites us into a divine dance of peace and joy and delight and life and love. You're ready to dance. Keith, are we ready to dance? What's that? Oh, yes.